Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai plans to name his cabinet this week. The cabinet is likely to be a mix of the different ethnic groups in Afghanistan. Also, in the interest of stabilizing the country, the newly elected president has offered amnesty to what he called moderate members of the Taliban. Barnett Rubin is senior fellow at New York University's Center on International Cooperation, and he just returned from Afghanistan on Sunday. Welcome.
Thank you, Renee.
Tell us about President Karzai's offer to the Taliban.
This is an offer not only from President Karzai, but also from the United States. That's very important because what many people who are now fighting for the Taliban are concerned about is that even if the Afghan government accepts them, they have no guarantee that they will not be then arrested by the United States or other parts of the coalition and sent to Guantanamo. So they won't lay down their arms unless they know that they will be safe.
Where are the Taliban?
Well, Taliban and people who are fighting with the Taliban are found both inside Afghanistan and also in the adjacent parts of Pakistan, which is where their commanders and most of their camps are found. This offer is really directed at most of the rank and file of the Taliban. The government of President Karzai has been receiving messages from people in the Taliban for quite some time saying that they would like to lay down their arms and live peacefully in Afghanistan and possibly even join the political process under the Constitution. But their main fear is that, one, they'll be targeted for some kind of revenge by their local enemies, and two, that these local enemies will be able to use the United States presence there to do that. That is, they will inform them that Taliban or terrorists have returned and that they'll be arrested and sent to Guantanamo. So this offer from both the United States and the Afghan government makes it clear that Taliban can return without fear of reprisal. That, of course, does not apply to people who committed war crimes or crimes against humanity or acts of terrorism. But we'll find that there's a relatively small number of Taliban who are ultimately responsible for those things.
Well, how small is it? Are we talking dozens of say, leaders that are considered incorrigible?
The number that I've heard most often is about 100 to 150.
So of the other Taliban, those who might be brought back into society, what kind of numbers are you talking about there?
I really wouldn't be able to estimate it, but it could be thousands or tens of thousands. We're not necessarily talking about people who are hardcore Taliban. They don't necessarily have Taliban membership cards, but people who have been affiliated with the Taliban or the Taliban regime in some way and who up to now have feared some kind of reprisal. Now that there's an amnesty, if they see that the amnesty is administered properly and in an objective way, then they will feel safer in returning. The Taliban is a very inchoate and broad movement. People joined it for various reasons, sometimes because it was the only way they could earn a meal a day. Basically, the Taliban emerged as a movement to bring order to Afghanistan at a time that it was rent by civil war and fighting. For those who have that kind of motivation, it doesn't really make any sense to continue fighting now when there's a government that is doing better at bringing order to Afghanistan than the Taliban ever did.
How are other ethnic groups in Afghanistan, especially those who suffered under the Taliban when it was in power, how are they responding to this offer of amnesty?
A number of them have expressed considerable anxiety about this and opposition, saying that Taliban were killers and that bringing them back would just revive the oppression of the old days. So if it's to actually serve the goal of national reconciliation, it has to be done in a way that does not make other ethnic groups feel that they are being excluded.
Barnett Rubin is senior fellow at New York University's Center on International Cooperation. Thanks very much.
Thank you.